gets up worrying about stocks and bonds. He's up and he's down, and he only smiles when the market's strong. I spend my whole week's wages at the dance on Saturday night. I won't ever grow a portfolio, but hey, that's all right. I'm gonna live, laugh, love just for today. I'm gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. My heart's so full that it overflows. And how it gets any better than this, brother, I don't know. I'm gonna live, laugh, and love just for today. Gonna take all the trouble that tomorrow might bring and put it away. Gonna drink every drop of happiness till they cover me up. I'm gonna live, gonna laugh, gonna love.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. One day closer to next Friday's government shutdown.
House conservatives are angry that Speaker Mike Johnson struck a handshake deal with Democrats to keep spending levels for this fiscal year in line with an agreement reached by his predecessor, Kevin McCarthy. Conservatives huddled with Johnson in his office to lay out their demands for spending cuts and border policies that Democrats who control the Senate would surely reject.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. The U.S. and allies unloaded a barrage of sea-launched cruise missiles and fighter jet bombardment of 60 different targets in Yemen, from which Iran-backed Houthi rebels have been launching attacks on Red Sea shipping. A leader of the Houthis says 5 were killed and 6 hurt. All 6 personnel aboard survived when their U.S. Navy MH-60R Seahawk helicopter crashed into San Diego Bay during a training flight. An on-location safety boat got the 6 to shore for medical evaluation. Cause of the crash undetermined. This is ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin, thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing is everything. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets, February and March down 38, February at 1584, March 1628, April down 26 to 1708, May down 12 at 1768. Cheese markets, barrels down 3 to 145, 40-pound blocks down 1 to 155, 8-trade a barrel, 4-trade a block on the day, cash butter down a quarter to 250, 6.5, 12 trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 119 and a quarter, no trades. Dry whey steady at 43, no trades on the day. Buyer support redeveloped across the entire livestock complex on Thursday. Strength in boxed beef and also in pork cutout values helping to support the markets. February live cattle up $1.05 to $171.80. January feeder cattle up $1.65 to $226.27. February hogs up 52 cents to $72.60. Corn markets were lower with a position squaring ahead of the WASDE report due out on Friday. South American weather also remained favorable as well for the South American corn crop. Soybeans, though, were higher as there was some short covering due to oversold conditions as we head into the WASDE report. Wheat futures were mostly lower on that position squaring, and world weather issues continued to look limited. March corn down 1.75 to 457.75. New crop down 2.25 to 489.75. January beans up 2.5 to 1231.25. New crop up 1.5 to 1207. January soybean meal up 10 cents to 361.40. January soybean oil up 51 cents to 48.37. Chicago wheat, March and May both down 7. March at 603.75. May at 616.75. Minneapolis wheat, March down 7.75 to 7 even, May down 7.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn at 388, February 391, March 394, new crop at 435. Cash beans 1142, February 1147, March 1152, new crop 1122. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 417.75, February 417.75, March 421.75, new crop 434.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 422, February 416, new crop at 430. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 392, February 397, March 402, new crop 424. Cash beans 1156, February 1159, March 1162, new crop at 1132. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn at 403, new crop 435, cash beans 1146, new crop at 1122. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 428, April 439, May 443, new crop at 439. Cash beans 1184, April 1214, May 1218, new crop $11.52. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound Cash Corn $3.91. New Crop $4.34. Cash Beans $11.58. New Crop $11.32. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle $145 to $175. Holstein fed cattle $122 to $152. Market cows 62 to 99, bulls 77 to 115, calves were at 170 to 680, beef steers 165 to 312, Holstein steers 75 to 192. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 160 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets, does 155 and down, bucks 110 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 167 to 179, finished beef heifers 167 to 179, finished dairy steers 145 to 162.50, market cows 70 to 89, hog markets, market hogs at 34 to 65.50, light sows 21.50 to 26.50, heavy sows 22.75 to 27, boars sold up to 12.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy to use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Take steps to live a more sustainable lifestyle by investing in plastic-free food storage containers like silicone sandwich bags or beeswax wraps, which can replace the difficult-to-recycle single-use plastic wrap. And while we all do our part, Charmin is working hard to make a difference by regrowing 2 trees for every tree used. We all go, why not enjoy the go with Charmin? Whether it's the irresistible cushiony softness of Charmin Ultra Soft or the superior strength and absorbency of Charmin Ultra Strong, either way, you can't go wrong.
If you're looking for a new couch, you could cut down on expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Because you know you've had this couch for too long. Sure, you've had good times together, but a ripped up cushion is not a fond memory. It's a sign. Notice how other people have couches with 2 armrests? Now that's living, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new couch. Please, it's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a winter storm warning in effect. 6 to 10 inches of snow today, tonight, into tomorrow, with wind and blowing snow likely by late today, tonight, through much of Saturday. Our high today, 26. 11 tonight, 13 tomorrow. It's going to get really cold by Saturday night into Sunday, with wind chill dropping to the 20s to near 30 below. Need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She walks in the Smokies one hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, burst into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas car, starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot. He flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks. Lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls the cops,
says she saw it all. Swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, heard a rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, heard a rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, heard a rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, heard a rock from the sun.
Said I'm a whiskey drinking cowboy chasing hell of a time. I like Kenny, Keith, Allen, and Patsy Cline. I'm a full-grown queen bee looking for honey. I'll play something country. Country. Hi-woo-hoo, all play something country. Well, the bartender, yeah, y'all, it's closing time. She got this wild look on her face and said, your truck or mine? I know a place down the road, it's kind of funky. Hi-woo-hoo, all out in the country. Something country. Crank up the band, play the steel guitar. Hang it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back the shotgun, I'm a joystick junkie. I-woo-hoo, play something country. I-woo-hoo, now play something country.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country 1430.
Everybody likes a celebration. Happy music and conversation. I'd be lying if I said I didn't have the blues. In the corner there's a couple dancing. From the kitchen I can hear them laughing. Oh, I wish I was celebrating too. Same old songs on the stereo. She's been lying since the day I met her. I'd be better off to just forget her. I would rather be lonesome all alone. And I know this night won't vibration from my head to my toe, filling me with a strange sensation. Somebody's telling me, somebody's saying,
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sawyer Brown, This Night Won't Last Forever, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning. We have temperatures in the teens, and the weather is just going to deteriorate throughout the day today. Winter storm warnings in effect throughout the entire day today. 5 to 8 inches possible. The big thing is we're going to see winds gusting up to 35 miles an hour as well. So it's travel's going to be difficult to say the least, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, we are going to be talking with some folks from UW Extension about new technology in agriculture, and we're going to have that here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Meat export potential is a mixed bag for 2024. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store and you'll pay record high prices for food while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Looking at 2024 U.S. red meat export potential, the forecast is mixed. Aaron Bohrer, Vice President of Economic Analysis with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, says the numbers look better for U.S. pork.
On the pork side, it's been really strong growth or even rebound in exports in 2023, about an 8% increase, and then expecting and forecasting a further increase in pork exports in 2024, possibly around another 4% gain off of the increase in 2023.
She says that when looking at global pork production, U.S. pork is well positioned for future growth.
On the supply side, in really both Europe and in China, what's happened is Europe's production has declined by about 2.8 million metric tons, or by about 12% if we look at their 2021 peak production compared to where it's going to end this year. But it lined up exactly with China's decrease in imports of pork. So they will have declined about the same, about 2.8 million tons lower than at their peak. And in 2024, talking to European producers, there was not much optimism for a rebound whatsoever. There is a chance that China's production moderates in 2024. It's hard to get excited about that at this moment. We're definitely still watching and not putting our hopes on it.
Beef has faced several challenges in 2023, and that pattern will continue into the new year.
I see 2024 as the real rationing of demand for U.S. beef because we know production is going to decline further. And so you're looking at a domestic consumer versus our international consumers and who's going to bid more. I hear often the perception that, well, we're producing less beef, we don't need to export as much anyway. And that couldn't be farther from the truth, especially when we need to enable higher prices across the whole supply chain to send the signal to rebuild the herd.
There is, though, some reasons for optimism in 2024.
We could actually see a couple of tailwinds in 2024. Recently, after the Federal Reserve meeting in December, we're hearing a bit more from the markets anyway about lower interest rate expectations and some hope that we could have a bit weaker dollar, at least for commodity exports. We've seen these inventory pressures for actual meat in freezers and markets starting to ease. And so I think there's some optimism there as importers have kind of adjusted. And as they expect higher U.S. beef prices, I think they'll be more willing to buy because we have seen that pricing situation normalize.
For more information on exports, go to usmef.org. That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a winter storm warning in effect, 6 to 10 inches of snow today, tonight, into tomorrow, with wind and blowing snow likely by late today, tonight, through much of Saturday. Our high today, 26, 11 tonight, 13 tomorrow. It's going to get really cold by Saturday night into Sunday, with wind chill dropping to the 20s to near 30 below. Need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. Neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day? Seed I'd sown, give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Tattoo, or take my old Harley for a three-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why?
If I don't, well, I should. I'm sure you've seen me around. I know you've probably heard my name, though we've not been introduced. I'm the fool in love with the fool who's still in love with you. If you've got a minute, I'll buy you a drink. I've got something to say. Sound crazy, but last night in his sleep, I heard him call out your name. This ain't the first time he's done it before, and it's hard to face the truth. I'm the fool in love with the fool who's still. Before I go, I'm not here to put you down. You don't love him, and that's a fact. Girl, I've seen you around, but you hold.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and Leanne Womack and The Fool here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Temperatures in the teens, snow across the region, and roads and the weather will deteriorate through the afternoon. Winter storm warnings in effect for the entire listening area. Kelsey Henderson is an agriculture business student from Racine County, has been crowned the 2024 Wisconsin Fairs to the Fairs. The title was given at the annual Wisconsin Association of Fairs Convention. Marks the culmination of competition of among 35 talented contestants. Her responsibilities extend beyond the title as an official ambassador for the 2024 Wisconsin State Fair. She'll greet visitors, host events, participate in contests, and represent the state fair in media appearances for the next year. So congratulations to Kelsey Henderson. This year's Fairs to the Fair. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the American Edge Project, protecting America's technology edge. Demand for U.S. soy products, meal and oil, continues to surge as 2024 gets underway. That's according to data from the United States Department of Agriculture. I'll have more details when we come back.
At our family farm, we grow rice, corn, and soybeans. And digital tools are as important to us as tractors and combines. In the 30 years I've been farming, technology has transformed agriculture. But some in Washington want to stifle these technologies and empower our foreign adversaries to leap ahead of us in the tech race. Protecting our competitive edge will strengthen our economic, national, and food security. Our leaders need to support American agriculture by strengthening our technology.
Yes, the Farm Futures Business Summit returns January 9th through the 11th, 2024, to the Hyatt Regency in Coralville, Iowa. Farmers and business owners who come to Summit should prepare for a dynamic 2 days of interactions with the presenters and one another. Breakout sessions will cover finding and retaining talent, business management, and transition planning. Mark your calendars for January 9th through the 11th, 2024, for the Farm Futures Business Summit and follow farmfutures.com for more updates. Soybeans are valuable because in each 60-pound bushel of beans, there's roughly 47 pounds of soybean meal and 11 pounds of soybean oil. Breaking the bean into those component pieces is called the soy crush. And when the crush is strong, that means we're processing more beans and demand for the products must be good. And boy, oh boy, is the crush strong. Figures from the January 2nd Fats and Oils Report from the USDA show just how incredible demand has become from U.S. soybean processors. In November of 2023, the processing industry crushed 200 million bushels of beans, 5% more than were crushed during the prior year. Much of the bump in crush in 2023 can be attributed to stronger demand for soy oil, as renewable diesel continues to grow in popularity. Crude soybean oil production in November reached 2.325 billion pounds, up 5.7% from the previous year, and refined soybean oil production soared to 1.707 billion pounds, a 4.5% increase from 2022. To put things into perspective, the volume of beans crushed in November was 8.3% higher than the 2018 to 2022 average, and refined soybean oil production exceeded its five-year average by more than 10%. This upward trend reflects the industry's success in expanding its domestic crush capacity. In the 2021-2022 marketing year, the U.S. had around 60 crush plants with capacity for 2.2 billion bushels annually. However, by 2026, 12 new plants and 5 planned expansions could boost crush capacity by another 1.5 billion bushels annually and provide some new marketing opportunities for soybean growers. I'll have more on this change in American agriculture when we come back.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Well, it isn't all clear skies and sunshine for soy oil demand, as much of the recent optimism hinges on the importance of renewable diesel. Any major changes to federal fuel policy or to biofuels credits could have an outsized impact on this growing industry. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the American Edge Project, working to keep America's edge in technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Creature from the Black Lagoon. I try to think about it.
I try to think about Shakespeare.
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
The moment was custom made to order. I was riding with my daughter on our way back from Monroe. And like children do, she started playing 20 questions. But I never would have guessed one could touch me to my soul. She said, "Daddy, when we get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? Are we going there to visit? Or are we going there to stay? Am I going to see my grandpa? Can I have a pair of wings? And do you think that God could use another angel to help pour out the rain?" I pulled that car right over, and I sat there on the shoulder, trying to dry my misty eyes. And I whispered, Lord, I want to thank you for my children, cause your innocence that fills them often takes me by surprise. Like Daddy, when we get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? Are we going there to visit, or are we going there to stay? Am I going to see my grandpa? Can I have a pair of wings? And do you think that God could use another angel to help pour out the rain? Well, I thought about it later on, and a smile came to my face. And when I tucked her into bed, I got down on my knees and prayed. Lord, when I get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? I don't want to come to visit, cause I'm coming home to stay. And I can't wait to see my family and meet Jesus face to face. And do you think, Lord, you could use another angel to help pour out the rain? Can I help pour out the rain?
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Congresswoman Chelly Pingree of Maine, a longtime organic farmer and House Ag Committee member, and Mark Molinaro of New York have introduced legislation to support organic dairy farmers. The Organic Dairy Data Collection Act would enhance data collection at USDA to better understand the costs associated with producing organic milk. International trade challenges, adverse weather, and skyrocketing organic feed costs have created a dire economic situation for organic dairy farmers across the U.S., Pingree says. These unique challenges require tailored solutions. The bipartisan bill will help USDA better understand and address the challenges organic dairy farmers face. The bill directs USDA to collect and publish cost of production data for organic milk. It's directing NAS to gather and report monthly data about the amounts that organic dairy farmers are being paid for organic milk. It's also ordering USDA, NAS, and the Economic Research Service to publish reports on the cost of production data by state and region. Kelsey Henderson, a 21-year-old agricultural business student from Racine County, has been crowned the 2024 Wisconsin Fairest of the Fairs. The prestigious title, bestowed at the annual Wisconsin Association of Fairs Convention, marked the culmination of a competition among 35 contestants. Her responsibilities extend beyond the fairest title. As an official ambassador to the 2024 Wisconsin State Fair, she'll greet visitors, host events, participate in contests, and represent the State Fair in media appearances. Her year-long reign will be a whirlwind of travel, media interactions, and promoting the vital role of Wisconsin fairs. Fueled by record performance in Mexico, Central America, and Colombia, November pork exports reached their highest value since November of 21. USDA data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation says November pork exports reached 258,600 metric tons, up 5% from the prior year and the highest in 6 months. Export value rose 2% to $737.4 million. That's the highest since May of 21 and the seventh highest on record. From January through November, pork exports reached 2.64 million metric tons, 8% higher than the previous year. The momentum for U.S. pork is remarkable and very broad-based, said USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom. Beef exports totaled just over 99,000 metric tons in November, 14% below the prior year and the second lowest in 2023. Value fell 7% to $786 million. For the first 11 months of the year, beef exports were 13% lower than the record pace of 2022. As the agency already prepares for the 2027 Census of Agriculture, USDA's National Ag Statistics Service will conduct the National Agriculture Classification Survey January 24th. The survey, an important step in determining who should receive a 2027 Census of Agriculture questionnaire, will go to approximately 250,000 recipients to ask if they conduct agricultural activity. The results of the survey will ensure that every U.S. producer, no matter how large or small their operation, has a voice and is counted in the highly anticipated and influential agriculture census data. USDA has awarded grants worth $19 million to American businesses to increase the availability of biofuels in 22 states and give drivers cleaner and more affordable options at the pump. Blending ethanol into gasoline has helped reduce fuel costs by approximately 25%. That's contributed to falling prices across the country, that according to USDA. Gas prices are now under $2.99 in more than half of the U.S. states and save the average driver more than $100 per month relative to peak programs. The agency is making the awards through the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said, by increasing the supply of biofuels made here in the U.S., we're strengthening our energy independence, lowering costs for American families, creating new streams of income for agriculture producers, and bringing good-paying jobs to people in rural communities. Now, the grants will help business owners install and upgrade biofuel infrastructure, including gas pumps. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a winter storm warning in effect. 6 to 10 inches of snow today, tonight, into tomorrow, with wind and blowing snow likely by late today, tonight, through much of Saturday. Our high today, 26. 11 tonight, 13 tomorrow. It's going to get really cold by Saturday night into Sunday, with wind chill dropping to the 20s to near 30 below. Need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Be stronger than fear. For if true love is our destination, through every storm, it must always be clear. The surest way to get there from here is to walk on faith, trust in love. Just keep on the shadow.